This last week, while eating with my family during one of our last beautiful days in Minnesota here, I'd overheard the television broadcasting a football game. Now, during this overly loud broadcast, I looked over at the television set to see nothing but a bunch of dummies, literally, paper setups, in the stands while simultaneously noticing that the crowd size sound was the same, as if to deceive the listeners into believing that there was a full capacity stadium, which would have had been about 73,000 people. During this broadcast, the commentators made the mistake of telling us, the bystanding listeners, that the actual number that was there occupying the seats in the stadium that day, that there was only 250 NFL employees that were allowed in the stadium that day. Not 73,000, the way that they meant for you to believe that there was. Why would they lead the viewers and listeners along into believing that there was a full capacity stadium that day? Like anything else the mainstream media does, they want you to believe that they have the support, the majority, and all that they promote when the opposite is true in so many different ways. Let me ask you, how does a small portion of tyrants wield control over the masses? Well, convince them that there's a lot more of them, the tyrants, than there really is. A disciple of Satan, literally Saul Alinsky, said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Do you remember the Wizard of Oz and how it was that he controlled the people? What did he do? He put up a giant and frightful face up to scare the people into submitting to what? His will. And it worked, that is, until Toto, the little faithful dog, pulled the curtain back only to expose the little old man that was pulling the strings and controlling his narrative in doing what? Wielding control over those that he deceived into bringing them into subjection to his will. Do you remember when the CIA director William Casey stated, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false"? Yes, he really said it. And so it is today. You have a small percentage of the corrupt that mean to bear rule over you, and this is how they are attempting to do it. Now, in order for me to do this short expose on how all of this works, let me take you back in time just a short bit. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? Do you remember when it was reported in the Milwaukee mainstream media outlets that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact there were only 5,000 seats available? Do you remember that 90% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts? In other words, created out of thin air? Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? Hey friends, did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? Folks, that's unprecedented. I have a question for you. Did the mainstream media promote the truth, or did they promote the lies? The same thing happened with Hillary Clinton, friends. There were a whopping 2,355,735 likes on her page. Even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost her numbers. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. But that's not all. When Hillary opened up her campaign in Iowa, there were actually more reporters who attended than voters. Yes, you heard me right. Clinton's Iowa campaign kickoff event aroused a whopping 22 people. The National Journal reported, gone are the soaring...
Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've got much to cover again today. I want to talk about how the perpetrators are putting them in themselves in a position of the victim when, in fact, they're the ones perpetuating the crimes. And this is this reoccurring theme that the mainstream media uses. Now, when you go over to, and I'm going to go over there real quick because it just came to my aid. I want to go over to Revelation 12, 17. And when I go over to Revelation 12, 17, it says, then the dragon became, metaphorically speaking, of a type of the devil, the deluder, the liar, Satan himself. The dragon became very angry with the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because one of the things you'll always see the minions of hell do is tell you the opposite of what is truth. And they want you to believe the lie as being the truth. And that goes back to Isaiah 5:20 as well. But what it reminds me of more than anything is Joseph Goebbels. And you know, the guy, he did what he did to himself. He reaped what he sowed. He mocked God. He continuously made war against heaven. And at the end of his days, he ended up committing suicide along with all of his family. So that's the end of those that want to go ahead and kiss the Son of God. Again, metaphorically speaking, or as a type or as a parable, if you will, concerning Judas kissing the Son of Man with a betrayal of a kiss. And that's exactly what these in media are doing today in the mainstream media. And I'm going to give you a couple examples right now. Because we see this so much, but Goebbels himself said, just so you know how this all works, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Did you hear what I said? Accuse others of what you're guilty of. If you can understand what I'm telling you right now, the media loves to turn the narrative to fit their narrative, okay? And it's always warring against who we are as a people, to upend who we are as a people, and they continuously use these political battering rams as they so choose, pick and choose at will to go ahead, well, let's use this group now. We'll use them as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution and freedom of speech in this case. They do it over and over and over again, friends. And again, I'll give you a couple examples of this in just a moment. But he said, accuse others of what you're guilty of. Let me say it one more time. Accuse others of what you're guilty of in hopes of what? Browbeating you into submission. This is another reason it is so important to know the Word of God and to know the Constitution. Then and only then will you know who's doing the lying. Because a straight stick always shows the deviated stick. And that's exactly what the truth does. And so with that, I'm going to cover this, and I'm going to show this to you right now because this is all coming to the light right now. Did you see that the Jewish leaders are now calling for new editions of the Bible and the Quran to carry trigger warnings highlighting anti-Semitic passages? I just have a question for you. When is the last time you have seen, or if you ever have, be truthful about it, when have you ever seen anybody go after Jewish people? Besides what we've been taught under Adolf Hitler. When have you ever heard anybody, or even on news outlets, attack the Jewish people? Has anybody seen it? Nope, neither have I. When is the last time anybody has ever heard a show host attack Jewish people? Where it has been popular enough and promulgated enough, broadcasted enough, where people are aware of what's going on, where it becomes a threat to those people. Neither have I. I've not seen it neither. So why all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, are they pushing the anti-Semitic, I'm the victim, when in fact, history teaches us those that are playing the victims are the ones that are responsible, in fact, again, for crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is it that they're the ones that are guilty of the crime, and I'm talking about 2,000 years ago, yet now the same spirits in the work of the same people, just like themselves over 2,000 years ago, in the present, why is it that they're trying to get everybody to acknowledge them as the victims rather than the perpetuators of the crime, when in fact they're real, they're still to this day enemies of Christ, promulgating a spirit of Antichrist? And it's important that you all understand this before you go ahead and put words in my mouth again. I've said this over and over and over again, but this is the kind of stuff, friends, that I'm not going to put up with. When you see these Jewish leaders calling for a new edition of the Bible, no, it's semantics. It's watering down the word, friends. You've heard it before. History is written by men who hung heroes. Well, guess what? And that hero just happens to be the truth, the Christ, and they want to go ahead and put that light out again and put themselves in the victim position while they continuously perpetuate the crime. And furthermore, when talking about this topic, which is in front of your face right now, do understand that this is only to further more censorship concerning free speech. That's what it's used for. The gays use it. The women use it. Those that murder their own children use it. Corruption uses it. Donald Trump's trying to use it now. Oh, folks, it's going to get worse before it gets better. But again, they are trying to take away freedom of speech through these sorts of moves. Yesterday, I had highlighted momentarily what's going on over in Utah. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I want to show it to you really quick. In Utah, they're actually trying to ban. This is coming from the BBC, from across the sea. You can trust those people as far as you can throw them as well. But the point is at least they're telling us a little bit more than what the American press is telling us right now. And the useful idiots to the CIA Mockingbird MK Ultra media, right, in America. And everybody knows it, but they keep listening to it. That's the great wonder of the day, Micah 6:16. But I wanted you to see this. Utah primary schools ban Bible for vulgarity and violence. Do you see what they're doing? They're trying to get rid of the light that exposes their crimes. The Bible for vulgarity and violence. Also understand that this is a direct aim at Christians. It's a direct aim at who you are as a people because we have, again, something called common law. Common law, friends, is what? Premised on the Torah, God's five books of Moses, the canon law, the Pentateuch, so on and so forth, okay? So it's a direct attack on who we are, and what they're doing seditiously is they are continuously trying to incrementally war against who we are as a people. Again, I'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is going to be 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. You can check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Morning shows on the right, afternoon shows on the left. Subscribe to that page. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. On the other side of this break, I want to show you a couple things. I'll probably take one segment, and then we're going to get right into this main topic because there's enough to cover, friends, concerning what's going on that I need to make you aware of. And why is that? Because it's all aimed at your foundations. It's aimed at your free speech. It's about browbeating you into submission to the next tyrant that they want you to submit to. And we're just not going to do that. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, folks, I want to show you a couple things outside of the fact that we're going to be talking about this in just a moment. The Jewish leaders are now calling for new editions of the Bible. Folks, they're the ones creating the issues. They're the ones creating the issues constantly. They're the ones that are found over and over as the guilty party, their fingerprints all over every crisis that they create because they want to come in and they want to play problem solver. Does anybody pay attention to the fact that they never enforce the law against the bad guys? Here, let me give you a prime example. You see the school shooting going on over in Wisconsin there? Another school shooting? Well, I have a friend, actually, that's a police officer in that district who had his kids there. I talked to him this morning about what's going on there. You know, what a better place to go ahead and commit mass murder except in a school gun-free zone. And you know what's going to happen? 94% of all crimes committed against innocent people are committed in gun-free zones. You know where you're never going to find a gun-free zone? When it comes to government. The halls of Congress, or the Senate on an individual basis. When you go into the capitals, hey, folks, is there something wrong with what's going on? Those in Congress that created these illegitimate, unconstitutional policies undermining the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, every single one of them need to be held accountable for the crimes that are being committed against innocent people. Why? Because every one of them is null and void. But here it is. Just coincides perfectly with what we're going to be talking about here, friends. Who do they blame? Do they blame the one that committed the crime, or do they blame the innocent for the crimes of the guilty? Perfect example of what I'm talking about. They always blame the law abider, but it never applies to them. It's their purpose to enforce the law. You know how you stop crime? You enforce the law. You teach them to fear the Lord and show them the consequence. If you commit this crime, this is what's going to happen to you. They're not afraid of committing the crime because they already know that the American people have allowed this system of indulgence, this lack of justice system that they have in place. They already know, folks, that they're soft on crimes. And Americans, have you forgotten that when you allow them to be soft on crime, you create hardened criminals? And it's exactly what you're creating. Over and over and over again, as I read the Word of God, I keep seeing that word justice and judgment and justice and judgment. And when I go to the capitals throughout the United States of America, let's go to the Capitol and I look at Moses and the Ten Commandments and see right under him where it says justice, the guardian of liberty, right above the heads of those black robed tyrants called Supreme Court justices in America. Everybody says they want the answer, and I'm giving you the answer. The heart of God is justice and judgment. It is what guards our liberties. It is what our system of government has been premised upon and established upon. My goodness, people, do you not see what's going on? They're not deterring crime, your said representatives. They're encouraging it. Then they're blaming the innocent for the crimes of the guilty by overthrowing the law, by making the innocent further to become a prey to the guilty. And the American people let them do it. How do you help a people like that? I have no idea. I really, honestly do not understand that in any sense of the word. My goodness, just reading the book of Isaiah, right off the bat, justice and judgment, right off the bat, they've despised my laws. They've despised my commandments and statutes, how to deal with the criminal. That's not what happened, America. You went from the light to the darkest place on earth. You went to prevention is better than cure to the advocates of the new agenda, and you're allowing the corrupt to do it. That's what's terrible. I want to show you something really quick. And I hope everybody can equate to this. Because we're seeing more and more and more and more people dying around us. This is a little 9-year-old boy. I want to read this to you really quick. It's on Died Suddenly Worldwide. And it says, I'm new to this group. And this person said, my previously healthy 9-year-old was diagnosed with leaky. Folks, they make these names up. He's got a bad heart valve. And he went to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, but that failed. They went on and said, we are still trying to find the best surgeon and options. This is because they didn't listen again. Prevention is better than cure. Take heed to the warnings before you go out and test your fate. Without the Lord interposing, okay? But it says, we are still trying to find the best surgeon and options in the United States, but considering going out of the country. Hey, folks, the medical industry in America is responsible for this little 9-year-old boy being in that bed in the first place, okay? If the next repair fails, we are looking at a replacement valve and a pacemaker for a 9-year-old boy. That would put him on, I can't really read it, it's really small, warfarin the rest of his life. He is an athletic USA junior Olympics, silver medalist in judo, and this would destroy his quality of life. His dad and I now struggle with our own heart issues as we are following our bad decision in 2021. We are scared for our futures. Well, you should be. And I don't mean to be cold about it, people. Listen, I'm the one that has done his best to stand at the end of the cliff warning people for 4 years as to what they didn't want to listen to. You let the government and big tech companies censor all of the doctors that were trying to warn you of where many are in, or in the cases that they may be in now. They tried to warn you so that you wouldn't end up in that position. You listened to the media that you said you didn't believe, but you believed them. You thought guys like me were conspiracy theorists, only to find out that there's no more conspiracy theories because they've all come true now. Jeremiah 11:9. What breaks me in 10,000 pieces is here is a little boy, 9 years old, because his parents didn't want to take the time to cross-check what they were being told by a system that has been set up to genocide them. You know, I want to be quite frank with you. I really do. And you know what? I'm not going to talk on the behalf of the person I was talking with, but I cannot tell you how many conversations go through a person's head concerning this sort of a job. All the stuff that we take from people until it then happens to them before they listen. I wonder how many people have listened to both me and Tim over the last 4 years that aren't here anymore because they didn't want to listen. You know, I'm beginning to understand what Jeremiah felt like just a little bit. They called him the weeping prophet. I'm not claiming to be a prophet. I am claiming to understand his heart just a little bit. Why? Because it's the Lord's heart. When the Lord said, "What is it that I have done to you? Return unto me," the Lord says, "return unto me. What is it that I have done to you that you have turned away from me in the first place?" What does the Lord have? What has he done to deserve such revolt and rebellion from his people? Don't you understand what you've been given, Americans? You're the light of the world, man, woman. The world is waiting for you to get it right. But first, it has to start in our own backyards, especially when it comes to our own kids. You know, I was just showing you a picture of this little guy right here who's in a hospital bed, and the first thing I thought of was my kid. And then I thought about the school shooting yesterday. Again. And how it's a gun-free zone. And who's taught those kids to go? By the way, this school shooter, she admired Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Hey, folks, how could it be otherwise when you've allowed the government to go ahead and say it's free speech to make games, having kids, namely Eric and Dylan, go into a school, video games, and shoot up as many kids as they possibly can in a school library? How could it be otherwise? She admired school shooters, and she already knew that there was going to be no armed teachers there. Why not? Who is aiding that? Who's creating that? Your lawless representatives are. And it comes from a lawless people that tolerate them coming from the pulpits of America. It's called, again, friends, taking responsibility and righting the wrongs on the behalf of these kids. What's wrong with you people that you sit there and you allow this to happen? What is wrong with you?
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Hey, this is Bob the Plumber from IMTV, working down here in Tennessee. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer, and I just love the guy and support him totally. He is a walking, talking Bible. And I love people that love God and know the Scriptures.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Hi, this is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show, and ever since, have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. What is most appealing is his perspectives are grounded in God's Word, the Bible. Each day, Bradley speaks the uncompromised truth with integrity. My family and I are now sons and daughters of liberty. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well. God bless Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Ministry.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and pull up Bob from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bob. What say you, my friend?
Oh, man, I've got so many many things to speak about. But that what we're doing wrong, we keep being violated by human laws. And Blackstone said no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. So we got to get back to the laws of God. That lady's remedy, her remedy was following the laws of God and not letting man damage God's creation, her son, in the first place. So, and then the other, what I really called about was the Army-Navy game. And did you see anything really alarming or notice anything about the Army-Navy game that was really troubling?
Are you talking about the drones that were shooting and dropping?
Nope.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me right now, as a matter of fact. I'm playing it as we're speaking, Bob. Go ahead and...
It's to me, it seemed like every cadet that I saw had a face mask on them outside at a football game. And that just bodes very bad for us, Trump and J.D. Vance, what they're going to put on us.
Yeah, well, you've seen them up in the box there, right, the booth, with big smiles on their face? Yeah, because, see, the people that ushered him back into the People's White House, they don't understand the history, Bob, and I've said this 15 times, that dictators are loved, not hated. Now, we see him coming in the second time around, which is the second wave, by the way, and in the process of that, people don't understand he has nothing to lose. But what we're seeing, Bob, is all those that put him back into office, we're starting to see that they are beginning to question what they just got done doing concerning what Donald Trump is doing by stepping back on his promises. Well, he did it the first time. What do you think he's going to do the second time? And here we are. And what's crazy about it, even when you post it, Bob, no joke, even when you post it, you know what his worshipers do, his idolaters do? They act like it's not there. You know what it comes to? They don't want to take responsibility for their own choices. But regardless if they want to see it or not, you know who's going to suffer for all of this, Bob? The innocent are. And I got it posted right now concerning Donald Trump. But I'll give you the last word, my friend. You held on for a bit for me, and I appreciate that.
Oh, man, I could wait on you forever. But, yes, that lady's son, who's got all those heart problems, he's the one that's suffering because she's not abiding by the laws of God, and she's letting man do whatever he wants to whatever he wants to do it with. And we just got to say, no human laws. Every bad thing that we're suffering is because of humans, and none of it is because of God.
And you're exactly right. And Jesus warned of just that. What did he say, friends? He said, they make the commandments of God through their own laws, their own traditions, which means attached to old customs. He warned us of all of this. You know, for a better way of saying it, Bob, it's like saying, you know, if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, that's all you have to do is get back to his 10. And then once you get back to his 10 commandments, enforce them. This is where the church misses it. Enforce them unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, and you'll clean house really quick. But that's not what they're doing right now. They're praising their own oppressors. And it's exactly what they're doing, and there's nothing new under the sun, Ecclesiastes 1:9, and boy, oh boy, are we here today, Acts 12:22. Well, the good news is people are at least acknowledging it, you know, that's a good step, but when it comes to being responsible for directly putting back the father of the vaccine into the People's White House, No, they see no evil, they hear no evil. But guess what? Evil cometh, and it's because of people like that that the innocent are going to suffer further. It's absolutely the history of mankind. And why it is, I don't know, but that's where we are as a country right now. Now, I also want to say I'm not a gloom and doomer. I'm not a gloom and doomer. I have hope. But I'll tell you what, that's why I'm here on the radio again today. That's why we're doing dates again, up and coming this year, as we get busier and busier and busier and busier every single year. Well, a good portion of people just tell us what we need to do. And as they sit there and do absolutely nothing in the process. James 2:14 through 26. So with that said, let's get over to this. One of the things that I was just highlighting a couple moments ago. Hey, I want to say something. Some of you say, you know what, Bradley, why are you so condemning? Well, wait a second. Who would be saying something like that except those that love darkness rather than the light? I'm curious. Bradley, why is it? Because I don't hear people that are in the war with me. I don't hear them say that's condemning. They understand it, that from them and their experience, they understand what it's like trying to drag the world over the top of the hill with them, that claim to be in the same battle that they're in, yet they do nothing. Oh, I totally get it. Hey, the condemnation belongs to those people. Believe me, they love the darkness. They're a part of darkness. They help perpetuate the darkness by what? Their apathy and their tolerance. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Furthermore, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us all free from the law of sin and death. You know who free men are? Those that are dead to themselves and they're alive to Christ. Romans 6. Go back to Romans 8. What does it say? It says, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. I remember seeing a documentary, a factual, true history documentary on the Band of Brothers, 101st Airborne, those heroes of World War II in so many different ways. I remember a guy that was scared to death in a foxhole. One of the sergeants, Spears, told him, come here. They started to have a conversation, and he told him, he said, you know why you're afraid? He said, because you haven't figured out that you're already dead. You know why you're afraid? Because you're still alive to yourself and your own will, not God's. God takes care of those that are living out his will. And we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The only ones that are afraid today are those that are taking counsel from the propagandists that mean to paralyze them with the fear that they promulgate. Period. Common sense comes into play. But those that fear the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, Abraham and Isaac, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, they're not afraid of this. They're going after it is what they're doing. And they're trying to tell you that this is our job through by the lifestyle that they exhibit in Christ, because they love his appearing. And we all know as Christians that Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, not to patty cake with him. And he's already a defeated foe. If you're in the faith of Christ that he has bestowed upon you, Hebrews 12:2, you can, in a sense, laugh at the enemy because you already know his end. And the problem is they already know their end. Ask the devils. Ask them. They fear and tremble. Who are they? Hey, let me ask you something. Who do you serve? Because if you serve the Lord, you have strong confidence. You have much righteousness in Christ, Proverbs 28. Verse 1, if you serve the world, who are you afraid of? Well, let me ask you something. Who are the devils afraid of? That's a diabolical fear. That's a diabolical fear. The devils fear and tremble. What? The presence of Christ. Why? Because he is the conqueror. How many videos I have seen of Satanists talking about real Christians? They're scared to death of them. You know what the problem that many of you are having? You've watched too many movies coming out of Hollywood trying to portray Satan as the Almighty in the place of the Almighty. You got it backwards. I'm here to tell you, you got it backwards. You really do. When you fear man, the Bible tells us that you bring a snare upon yourself, and so you do. What an opportunity we as the church have. Let's get over to this. We got about a segment in 3 minutes. I was just highlighting the fact. Let's get over to the main topic. Jewish leaders call for a new edition of the Bible. They want to water it down. They want to remove scriptures that condemn them for what they're guilty of and what they're still guilty of. Make distinction between the Jews of the synagogue of Satan and the Israel of God. It's real important that you do. Romans 2:28 and 29 as well. Just because they call themselves the Jews doesn't mean that they are the Jews. And furthermore, if they were the Jews of the Lord, right? The Israel of God. Like I asked yesterday, then why is it that they're attacking the Israel of God? Because they're not the Israel of God. What you have is the children of the flesh persecuting the children of the spirit. Read John 3:6. Make distinction there as well. It's important that you do, because you're going to be praising your oppressors and hating those that are doing you a favor if you don't. Isn't it interesting that now all of a sudden the new thing all being brought to you by none other than Donald Trump? All of these, you know, all of this anti-Semitic talk, it needs to stop. And as I started the show off earlier, I cannot tell you throughout my whole life where I've ever seen or heard anybody talk in such a fashion where they were zeroing in on the Jewish people. The only time that I was ever taught that was when I would watch documentaries of Adolf Hitler. Do you understand? Do you understand what's at play here in America? It's the same things that Adolf Hitler did during his time. You're not, hey folks, there's nothing so false as modern history. You've been lied to. Again, how do you know the difference? Read the Word of God. Do your homework. Study the past so the past doesn't repeat itself. But folks, what is this all about? This is about the devil taking out words that are offensive. That's what it is. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. It's exactly what you're seeing. you guys all know who the SPLC is, right? You know, they're the ones standing up for all of the sodomites, you know, those victims, right? You know, the ones that pull your hair and slap your face and attack you if you don't go along with their abominable, and yes, Scripture calls it an abomination, Leviticus 18, 22, 2013, Jude 1, 7, Romans 1, 26, and 28 different references condemning sodomy. These are the same people that attack those that dare stand up and call them out for their abominable crimes. Oh, and again, our laws condemn their acts, but it's the media promoting sodomites, packing their administrations with sodomites, and then they're trying to attack anybody that calls them out for what they're guilty of. You like that, America?
Don't have that's a place what you're to getting. Go for you're church getting on more Sunday? Of it. Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
God who gave us life also gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift from God, that they are not to be violated but by His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot sleep forever. Notes on the State of Virginia, 1781, Thomas Jefferson.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference
we'll
in
right
their own lives
and
communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
E. Stanley Jones said, "Grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give." BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to get something ordered up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we would ask that you do it sooner than later. Get your orders in. For those that have ordered, thank you very much. We'll get your orders out tomorrow. You'll have them within 2 to 3 days, 3 to 5 days, say, at the USPS. Also, consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. By the way, I just seen someone online. I just want to acknowledge this guy. I'm looking for it right now. Looking for you. Terry Glaucomo. I can feel you. And I'm saying there's an anointing on that, and I just want to tell you thank you very much. And I mean that totally sincerely with the whole heart, because without you guys keeping us out there, we can't do what we want to do in the sense of what we need to do. So you said want to do, Bradley. Well, I'll tell you what, when your will is His will, then you have your will. And that's what my will is, to do His will. Okay, just so you know, thank you very much. We love you very much in action by showing you fruit that you're sowing into continuously, as others that are supporting the ministry. I just want to tell you again, without your faithfulness, we couldn't do the things that we do. So again, thank you very much for doing so. If you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to the membership and you'll see it there. And you can go ahead and pick out whatever tier you'd want to be a part of. I have to get to this for the sake of time. I was just bringing up Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, the ones that protect those victims. Victims of what? They're lawbreakers. They're not victims. The victims are the ones that are suffering because of what they're trying to defend. I want you to listen carefully. These are the ones that pull your hair, slap your face. Oh, let me take you a step further. Put your house up online, endanger your family, threaten your life, even calling for a bombing of your ministry, right? These are the sodomites that play the victim. These are the ones that the media tries to protect. That's why they're putting sodomites in the position of useful idiots, right? Because they're backwards and they'll do the biddings of their master, the devil. But what's interesting is, again, you have to understand this tactic, and you're going to understand it after I give you this last statement by Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Everybody knows it's a communist organization. Why isn't the government put a stop to their communism? Why isn't the government put a stop to the ACLU, who said the very end of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, is communism? How come they're still attacking Christians? Because that's the objective. The dummies don't realize they're shooting a hole in the base of their own boat. They think that it's just the Christians that are going to sink. No, you sink with it, dummies, just so you know. Mark Potok said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. Isn't that what's going on right here, friends, concerning these Jewish leaders? Yep. Isn't that what the sodomites, isn't that what the lesbians use? Yep. Isn't that those that murder their own babies when they say stop the war on women, when in fact they're responsible for murdering their own babies? Remember, it's the mainstream media that are accomplices to the crime, even going so far as to try to accuse the innocent of the crimes of the guilty. Listen to what he said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly, said the director of intelligence, he calls himself, Mark Potok. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Didn't they just incriminate themselves? Yep, they did. How come they're still there? Hey, folks, did you know that I'm the number one hater on the SPLC's hate list? You know what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to get people to come and commit a crime against me. And did you know that that's been the fruit of them calling out those that are upholding the law against their crimes? Where's the government to enforce the law against their crimes? You understand? This is how they throw and overthrow a society at every given level. I'm wanting to cover this more than anything, but it falls perfectly into all these other groups that decry their enemy or their victim status. They're not the victims, folks. I'm here to tell you, they're not the victims. They're trying to browbeat you into submission so that they can control the people. That's what this is all about. Remember Leon Trotsky, the leader, the head of the military under the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, who, by the way, when Stalin didn't like Trotsky anymore, he ended up sending out an assassin after him, and they killed him with an ice pick, if you don't know the history. See, this is, you reap what you sow. He ended up getting killed by Stalin's assassin by an ice pick. But he's the one that said, listen, If you want to go ahead and take control of the people, just browbeat them into submission by playing the victim. The sodomites do it. Now these Jews of the synagogue of Satan are doing it. That's not anti-Semitic. That's calling them out for their crime. It's like the sodomites, the homosexuals. Oh, they're haters. They're haters. No. I love the Lord, and I hate what the Lord hates. Psalm 97. Sincere religion is loving what the Lord loves and hating what he hates. There's nothing normal about the crimes that they advocate. Furthermore, they make a prey out of your children, and they want you to believe that they're the victims. And so does the mainstream media, and so does the new administration coming in that's encompassing himself and his administration with sodomites. He's the gayest president in American history. Who do you think he's going to be attacking, friends? Let me say this. It's going to be his first mistake, and it's going to be his last mistake. I would hate to be any one of these people. I really would. And here's the thing. If you look in the book of Isaiah, again, I want to bring it over to Scripture and always premise it there. Do you remember when the Lord, because the children of Israel wouldn't take heed, remember he used the Assyrians as the one that he was going to use to judge his people? Yep. Y'all remember that, right? You see it over and over in Scripture. Whoever the Lord uses, like he did with Nebuchadnezzar, remember when he used him to judge his people? Is anybody taking the time to see what the Lord does to the people that he uses to judge his people? You need to take the time, because the Lord said that he was going to judge them concerning the Assyrians. I mean, Isaiah right now, concerning the Assyrians for their proudness and their proud heart. Why? Because they lifted themselves up as if to suggest it was their power that was actually in force that gave them way to do the things that they did. They didn't realize that it was the Lord with them in hand, using them for his purposes to chastise and judge his own children. We're beyond that. The minute the American people allowed the first baby to be murdered, you just brought on a new curse. And then what does the Supreme Court do? They come in and then they attack the Ten Commandments. Okay. Remember Dagon? Yeah, what happened to Dagon? You want to go ahead and play that game? You already know people. And here's, and I'm talking to the bad guys. No, I'm talking to my friends. Do you not see how the Lord vindicates? Do you see how the Lord will not be mocked? Do you see how he will not be scoffed? Do you see that he has the last word in every given situation when his children are willing to pull up and take their cross? Do you see that? I was just thinking about Nebuchadnezzar, and I thought about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't bow, they didn't burn, and because of it, what happened? Even the enemies of righteousness stood up and acknowledged the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel 3. But folks, I'm across the boards right now, but I got to tell you, everything that we are right now, we are under attack. We are under attack. Nobody in their right mind can refute what I'm telling you right now. And it is not coming from a foreign power. It's coming from the people that you have allowed to occupy the halls of government. Again, not all, but the majority of what you see on the federal floor. They're compromised and they are extorted men. They are scoundrels. And what amazes me more than anything is how the people don't see right through these con men. And I guess they're going to learn, and I guess they're going to see. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show today, the problem I have with all of that is the innocent are going to have to fall in line with the guilty. And that's the part I don't understand. And I don't want to understand it. My goodness, folks, do yourself a favor before tomorrow's show. Please read the book of Lamentations if you can get through it, because that's what America's in for. That's what America's in for. To this headline right here, Jewish leaders calling for new editions of the Bible, I can tell you right now, nope. Nope. The more you afflict the children of Israel, the more they multiply. Be encouraged, friends, in Christ. Listen to me. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. We need to take a hold of that law, and we need to enforce it against the crimes of those that we have been tolerating in this country far too long. Because all of this nonsense about us being accused for the crimes of the guilty, enough is enough. And I'm sure, you know, and I can have a common conversation with someone at the gas station today, and they're all going to say it. Folks, people are talking. We're tired of this. We're tired of being promised this, and then this is what happens. It's up to, hey, Americans, under the Lord, it's up to us. It's not up to the bad guys. It's up to us, Americans, not the bad guys. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23 hours. I wish we had another hour.